Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being aired for October the 2nd, 2021. And it is going to be about a subject that I believe all of us, including yours truly here, suffers from. Stupidity. I get a load of emails now pouring in. I have for a while. I just wanted to see how far they'd go and where their aim was on stupidity. And people are worried about it. There are some who are enthralled with it. They're acting out in it. And then there are others who are kind of looking at it with the repose of observation. But the basic word stupidity is behavior that shows a lack of good sense or judgment, according to the dictionary. I would not define it as such, but that's the way they define it. In the Wall Street Journal, it was a very, very interesting August 29th, 2021, by Lance Morrow, an article, Stupidity. We are in the golden age of stupidity, and it's always, as he said, no matter how you use it, you become stupid. And why we become stupid, how we become stupid, is something that I think is very interesting. So we're going to take a look at it here for just a moment to pause. We only have 15 minutes here, so we're not going to get into it too deeply, but we all see stupidity and what it's all about, and mainly we have to see our own. Let's get into it. The first question comes from Carol. She does not tell me where she lives. What is wrong with the American public? What is wrong with people in general? They seem more foolish than ever before. And then she wrote in parentheses, stupid. And then she goes into all sorts of things, from politics to religion to everything that she could figure out. You know, what looks stupid to her. Carol, if you really look at this life, if you really, really look at it, and you can see it without a bias or compromise, you will see that human beings since day one have always acted out of stupidity. They don't have what they call here good common sense or judgment. What would be common sense? The definition of stupidity is stupid in the first place. Common sense is common. And you may think of it in terms of, well, everybody thinks that way. That's pretty stupid. That would be common. What the problem is, let's just cut to the chase. What the real problem is we live off of a certain instinct, emotional instinct, that becomes our bias. And this instinct and this bias come from DNA, survival mechanism that lives within us in and from the cellular level of our body and the chemicals in our brain, serotonin, estrogen, testosterone. All these things are about setting up the whole idea of being a Neanderthal. Now, people are going to, they're going to do almost anything to save their body, to survive in this world. And what looks like good common sense to one person, common meaning local, common meaning very pedestrian in and of itself, what looks like good sense or common sense or whatever is eventually going to turn into something unintelligent, eventually. Nothing stays the same here in this world. So when you're looking at your life, when you're looking at the world, when you're looking at the totality of the options you have to remedy a situation or to understand a situation, where are you going to go? If you go to your mind, which is based in the whole idea of trying to find an answer through common sense, you're going to miss, because a lot of things, most everything in our life, conflicts, difficulties in the world, are based out of the realm of common sense. They were created in common sense. They're not out there somewhere. Oh, that was a stupid thing to do. Sometimes it just is what it has to be. It's not about the brain. It is about dealing with the heart. And most people, I hate to say, have no relationship with their authentic heart. They have a relationship with their human heart, but they don't have a relationship with the authentic heart. So they do and say many things that are unkind, unsavory. They confine their attentions to the pedestrian mentality that is always worried about environment and the people that support them, their family, their objects, their things, to keep them in a tribe. And in that tribe, if we all think alike and we all have a strategy for survival, then everything looks good, looks right to us. But survival isn't everything. And what is wrong with human beings in general is they are more interested in their survival than they are in love. People don't care about love. They think they already know what love is, the bigger picture of love, not the little picture of Greg Penn love, the real big picture of love. And that takes patience, kindness, meditation. We will be patient with, shall we say, the maturing of a wine for years and years and years, but we will not be patient with the maturing of love within a person. We just won't do it, because we don't literally care. We are living in the golden age of a great stupidity. And this stupidity is born out of generation after generation after generation. And we are missing the point of our life and the point of the matter, which is a love that transcends human emotion, human bias, human body chemicals, human brain. We are looking at something that is greater than itself. And that's just the way it works. What is wrong with us? We are not interested in love at all. And all we are interested in is what touches and affects our skin. That's it. That's it. Anything else looks strange to us. Meditation, a hippie thing that millennials call the hippie thing that we do. They think of that as being foolish and stupid, a hippie thing. They think that it's all about rock and roll and drugs and funny looking clothes, and as if they don't wear funny looking. They can't, I don't want to get into their clothing, but there you are. We miss the whole thing. All human beings are weird. All of us, including Greg Penn. So there you are. If you live by the human, you will miss what is really happening in the course of a lifetime. And that is what is wrong. There is no love in our life. We don't let ourselves follow love. We don't let love live us, as I say. That's my answer, Carol, for this brief moment. I could go into this for an hour or two, but we won't, and please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Claire in Colorado. I get all these Colorado people. I should move to Colorado. What do you do with obstinate people? And then she goes into why people don't wear masks and why they won't get the vaccine and all of that other stuff. Claire, there are certain people who are just not very bright. And the only thing that they have for themselves is what they can think. And what they think is flawed and has a lot of issues going on. And I'll tell you one of them right now that people are contrary to, and that is helping another person. We don't see that by taking the vaccine or wearing a mask even, that we are helping other people. We don't care to help other people. We are thinking only in terms of ourselves, generally speaking, and we think in terms of what we believe is our rights. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's the way human beings are. They don't really understand the nature of their life and what it means to have just basic goodwill towards people. They have no compassion or forgiveness towards others, and they're not interested in that. They're definitely not interested. They're interested in the low pedestrian mentality of just being right. And right and righteousness mean a lot to the average person. It's all they really have because they can't figure out the bigger picture, nor are they interested in figuring out that bigger picture of life. So they just go by the instincts they have. Is there a cure for it? Suffering, death, those are the only two I know. And I've seen a lot of people die in my years at hospice where they die in convincing themselves that they were self-righteous in everything they did, and they had a reason for everything they did that was cruel and unkind, and they just went for it, tooth, hook, and nail, and that was the end of that. It never went any further. I'm telling you, that's just the way it is. That's the way human beings are, because they live by biology and not through consciousness. End of subject. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. What is wrong sometimes with right? Sometimes what is right, as it were, and I'm not here to tell you that there's right and wrong, because I just don't go there. There are consequences for everything that I do. So I have to really understand those consequences. And if I don't care to, then I don't care to. And then I'm going to have difficulties. But what you're really asking me is it wrong to be doing something that, shall we say, limits a person's freedom to do what they think of as right? And we live in a country where everybody thinks they're right, and everybody thinks they have the right to be right, even if they're wrong. And it isn't helping other people, or it isn't helping themselves, really. The stupider we get, and we get dumbed down by the media, we get dumbed down by corporations, we get dumbed down by society, we get dumbed down by the culture that comes out of society and all these other things. And we just get stupider and stupider. I can't help that. And I can't persuade a person who is set in their ideas, and you might be able to relate to this. When you're set in your ideas and you absolutely know what you think you know, and it has to be absolute and right, that's the end of it. There is nothing more. That is the end of it. We don't go any further. We don't go any deeper. We don't want to expand into consciousness. That's not our gig. Our gig is to be right and to have everybody respect us. It all goes down to being loved. We don't understand love. We want to be respected. We want people to tell us we're wonderful, we're right, we're in a group, we're in some kind of a political cult, things like that. That's where people want to be. They want to belong to something that they think is greater than themselves and then represents eventually who they are. And for all of this, humanity does suffer. So we all have to make our sacrifices. And the problem with a lot of Americans is they don't make sacrifices and they don't want to make sacrifices, unless they're fighting a war and keeping people like you and me and the pedestrian mentality safe. That's another subject altogether. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. If you have any questions, greg@aspire.org. Email me. I'd love to hear from you. Please forgive, eh? Namaste. Namaste.